Indeed, you are the, on the biggest radio station in the whole wide province. It is Rise FM in 60 minutes now, and thank you so much for having lent us your ears. 20 after 7, I'm joined now on the line by the EFF's leader in Mpumalanga, Colin Sidibe. He joins us in conversation following the ordinary council seating that was convened yesterday in the Spikwete local municipality. Among the items that were discussed or debated within that council is the forensic investigation report on irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure incurred on the Mthuzi intake substation. And yeah, very, very contentious issue among those who are in Spikwete, I believe. And the EFF joins us now in conversation to react to that, but primarily to make us understand the alleged position they've taken, because we are reliably informed there that the investigators into these irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure that incurred in that substation, they wanted to take the councillors or council in confidence through a virtual presentation, because they were fearing for their lives, having had a security threat conducted in them or around them. So we'll definitely understand why the EFF is rejecting that. And in Lekwa, this Friday, there is a motion of no confidence against the executive mayor, even though yesterday we did speak to some reactions into the MMC Mthimkhulu of the EFF, who has since been elected or appointed by the executive mayor to serve in the members of the mayoral committee. EFF's leader, Colin Sidibe, is on the line. Sidibe, as always, greetings.
Good evening, Babu Skosana, and good evening to all the listeners of Rise FM.
So, let's talk maybe firstly about the Spikwete issue. What is your understanding as a party, and why are you rejecting the proposition made by the investigators to say our lives are at risk because we've been conducting this particular forensic investigation? We ask kindly to then present the findings virtually. Why are you objecting to the virtual presentation?
That is not true, Musa. The EFF has not objected any presentation. Instead, the municipal, the EFF was ready yesterday in the council for the presentation. Instead, the municipal manager said that he received a message from the forensic auditors that was supposed to come and present there to say that they are no longer coming because they are afraid of their safety or safety of their life, which took everyone into surprise because it just happened during the course of the meeting. So we are suspecting that the municipal manager is hiding something, conniving with those forensic investigators. You know that it was established that those forensic investigators are bogus forensic investigators from Swaziland. And there's an issue also in the municipality about their appointment for investigating in the allocation of housing stands in one extension there in Middelburg, which the council deemed as irregular. So there is nothing that the EFF is afraid of, because even when these things of the substation, because that's the main issue, happened, the EFF was not there in council. But what we have established is that, because the argument from the municipal manager is that the substation, the appointment of the service provider to construct the substation, was irregular, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But we also find that he himself has paid invoices for that substation. Two invoices that we have seen of 4 million and the other one of 14 million. So how do you say this thing was irregular, appointed as an MM, but you still pay it? That is a issue that he must answer, and that is a conflict of interest. I think based on that information, he's trying to dig and dive and run away from the presentation, because it will also catch up with him.
Yeah. Let's address a bit from the submission you've made, you make sight of the fact that the EFF wasn't there when the substation was commissioned and subsequently being built, right? Or maybe let's start there. Am I capturing you correctly?
I mean, we are not involved. Okay. We know EFF, we have cancelled us. The people who are involved with municipal managers, their technical team, and maybe mayors then, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been there since 2016 as the EFF in the council. But I'm referring to the administration part.
Yeah.
Put the thing in echo. But there's no reason for us to run away from something we don't even know or we're not involved in.
So when you say that the MM has paid these amounts, you're citing 4 million among the many others that he has since paid, and you are juxtaposing that with the fact that he had previously said the appointment was irregular, but however he still paid. Don't you think that he was then exercising the role of being a municipal manager, because there was then somewhat of an mandate or an order that if work is done, then he must pay, irrespective of how you feel. So how do you then marry those two ideas?
No, Musa. Good governance does not work like that.
Okay.
Administration ethics does not work like that. If I say company X or service provider X was irregular appointed, why must I continue paying him? Why? Because the appointment is regular. I must prove that the appointment is irregular and stop everything, launch those investigations, get a report, send it to the municipality for a council resolution. If they have to recoup the money that has been spent already, then they must recoup it from that service provider. If there's a person that must face the might of the law because of being involved in the irregular appointment, then they must take them to the police and so forth. That's how it's done.
Yeah.
So for him to partake and continue praying but complaining that it's irregular, it's neither here nor there. It does not order well with the rules of good governance and ethics.
What do you make of the proposition made by the investigator that they can't present formally as previously envisaged in the municipality because they fear for their safety? They want the presentation to be done virtually. They are willing to account, but everything must be done virtually. What is your understanding there?
No, remember, these forensic investigators cannot dictate to the municipality. They were paid by the municipality to do their work. They must come and present. They were contracted by the municipality. Visual things, you don't like it because they don't produce the quality of discussion and do justice to many issues. Because once you ask difficult questions, someone, we see it here in Parliament. Once you ask someone a difficult question, whether MEC or HOD, then you start complaining about network, and then disappears, and so forth. So they are able to run away from answering difficult questions through visual meetings. So they must come and present, whether it's a special counsel or what, because the counsel was ready for the presentation. They cited their safety, which I think it's just a story that they are making for the sake of dodging the presentation. They know why they are dodging the presentation.
I see. Let's keep focused then on Lenin Lake. This coming Friday, there's a motion of no confidence against the executive mayor and the chief whip there. Yesterday, the mayor has just filled that vacancy of the EFF, or the vacancy that the EFF enjoyed, through obviously the appointment of the executive mayor. He then fielded in an EFF councillor. What would be your position heading up to this coming ordinary council seating there in Lekwa? Would you be in support of the ANC in defeating or defending the mayor, or would you be supporting the LCS who have formally lodged this motion of no confidence?
Look, Musa, emotion of no confidence is not something that one just wake up and submit without consultation with other organization within that institution, in this case, in the municipal council. So LCF just woke up and submit a motion of no confidence against the mayor and the chief whip without raising valid reason, without having spoken to us as key role players in the municipality, as the EFF. So where are they going to get support for that? It's not a surprise thing that you just wake up and remove this mayor and elect this new mayor or whip and speaker. It's a thing that must be built up. There must be a serious case that we must, that must lead to us supporting them. So, based on that, we're not consulted. We just hear that there is this thing. We're not part of it. For us, we are still maintaining that our speaker, the mayor, and the chief whip must run the municipality and deliver the required services to the people who deserve it, the people of Lipa. Bring them clean water if they want clean water, fix the sewerages, make sure that the hospital has water. Unlike before, where there was no water in the hospitals, fix the potholes. That's what we have given the mandate to do. So, LCF is on its own. We're not part of it.
Yeah. But what do you say to the information I'm getting on the ground that the EFF does support this motion of no confidence, especially the councillors that are there? I'm told that they will be supporting it. Is it directly from the province to not support, whereas they are of a different view on the ground about the issues there, but also equally to that. I want to ask you, because the information I have coming from Lekoa suggests that the EFF is flexing its muscles, particularly around this, being a key maker in that particular council. As a result, now you're enjoying these benefits of being speaker and MMC as a result of the relationship you have with the ANC, but you can subsequently flip and support the others, still enjoy the same thing. To a large extent, they're saying the EFF is causing instability in some of these hung councils, particularly in Lekoa.
There's no instability to start with that the EFF is causing, because the EFF has not put any motion. If it was our motion, you will say that. And the EFF councillors, Musa, are not independent councillors. They are EFF employees. They are there through the ticket of the EFF. So they take directive and instruction from the EFF. So as a province, we have not given them that instruction to side with or to support the motion as we speak, because we must give them the authorization as the province, and also in consultation ourselves with the national leadership. So that process has not happened. So based on that, nothing will happen. The status quo will remain.
Yeah, what's the update with the speaker who was also appealing, the former speaker, that is, who was appealing the report of the impact in that local municipality? Remember, he was fled for misuse the campaign, in fact, the municipality's card to pour fuel. What is then the updated record there? Because the EFF had said, should he be found guilty, you are going to act. The report came out, he was guilty as per impact, but you said he was appealing. How far is the appeal?
I have no update with regards to that, but for now, it's just an ordinary councillor.
Yeah.
We acted and removed him with immediate effect after we established that he was found to be on the wrong side of the law. Yeah. So I'll get updates from him and the MM when the appeal is done.
Okay. Yeah. Let's pack it there for this evening. EFF leader Colin Sidibe, really appreciate you making time to speak to us.
Thank you very much, Musa. Thank you very much for having us.